Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The community of Manila has a tsunami evacuation drill scheduled for Saturday morning, but before the drill, there will be a community meeting at the Manila Community Center on Friday night at 5:30. The meeting will include a short presentation from earthquake and tsunami experts, including Humboldt State's Lori Dengler and Troy Nicolini from the National Weather Service. Residents can view Manila's newest evacuation map, address concerns about those with limited mobility, the elderly and the very young, and how to best plan an evacuation route for your family. The tsunami drill is scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Officials have confirmed that a 20-foot fishing boat that washed on the beach in Crescent City is indeed a boat that was cut loose from its moorings during the tsunami in Japan in 2011. Unique markings were used to identify the boat, and officials will work with Japanese representatives to confirm the findings. Today, the sheriff's office learned that a horse was shot with an arrow in a pasture at the end of McDermott Street in Fortuna. The horse, a 3-year-old male appendix named Cash, was struck by an arrow in his left flank hip area, causing heavy bleeding. Cash was transported to the veterinarian hospital for treatment, although the prognosis is not currently positive. The case is being investigated as a felony cruelty to animals. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A reminder that the Board of Supervisors is continuing its work on a countywide medical marijuana ordinance. You can access the public survey on the county's website. The survey includes questions about the level of priority the supervisors should place on regulation, how the cultivation ordinance itself should be prioritized, and what additional issues should be addressed. Citizens are strongly encouraged to share their opinions and ideas with the board. The County Drug Task Force and County Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence on Holly Drive in Cutton on Wednesday. Officers contacted 31-year-old Judson Stiglick, who was on felony probation for possession of methamphetamine. A search of the premises turned up just over an ounce of crystal meth, along with a pound of processed marijuana and firearm ammunition. Stiglick was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession and a probation violation. The city of Fortuna issued a statement regarding its upcoming fiscal year budget, and the early estimate is that Fortuna will face a $435,000 shortfall when all is said and done. The city council has gone on record stating that it does not want to dip into the reserve fund unless it's the final option available to cover any budget shortfall. The city cited increased healthcare and retirement benefit costs alongside declining sales and property tax revenue as part of the issue. Add in the loss of redevelopment agency money at 1.10% of the city's general fund, and city staff and the city council have their work cut out for them in the coming weeks. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this week, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies and search and rescue personnel were called out to aid in the search for a missing woman, 30-year-old Genevieve Alexander, who was last seen by her boyfriend at a Pomo campground. Deputies received several tips regarding a suspicious person matching Alexander's description, including a tip from the Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens. Deputies followed the trailhead to the beach and found a pair of pants floating in the surf. Pants that matched Alexander's property. Coast Guard personnel searched the waters but found no sign of Alexander, and she is still considered a missing person. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Suddenlink Communications announced today that it has doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for a series of vandalism incidents that saw Suddenlink fiber optic cables cut at multiple locations in Humboldt County. The reward for information is now $10,000, and the sheriff's office has identified suspects in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.